Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Better than you, there's nothing better.
Give God glory and give him praise. Give him honor. Hallelujah. Only God can turn graves into gardens. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight and we give him all the glory and all the praise and all the honor for being who he is. Amen. Continue to bless us and leading us and guiding us and showing us his way. It has been an awesome day in the Lord, and we just give God the glory and give him the praise for women's conference today at the Light of the World. We really was at the Jim and Lee Smith Community Center, and I tell you, we had an awesome time today sharing the Word of God and listening to the Word of God. It was just awesome today. So we want to just thank God for what he has done in our lives on today. And we just give him glory and give him praise. And we trust God. We trust God. And we want to continue to trust him and continue to lean on God and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything that we could even ask or think about. And so we just put our trust in him. And, you know, God will work it out. God will work it out no matter what it is that you are going through and no matter what you have to deal with. God will work it out if we put our trust in him. So come on and just everybody just give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the word that is going to go forth on tonight. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. We want you to come on out in the morning, tomorrow morning at the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. We have members there, and we will be there at 8 o'clock for our evangelism service. And then at 9 o'clock, we will be in the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center for Sunday school. So come on out. And then at 10, we're going to have our 10 o'clock worship service. And this will also be our Lamb's Conference continuing on. And we're going to have a guest tomorrow. It's going to be exciting because this woman is so exciting. She brings forth a dynamic word, and that is Pastor Tanda Kenya. And she is going to be there to bring the word tomorrow. So we want you to come on out. Ladies, come on out with your white on, get you a purple flower, and come on out. If you don't have it, just come on out anyway. We'll be glad to have you come into the house. On Wednesday nights, we have, Wednesday at 12 noon, we have Bible study. And also at 7 p.m., we will have Bible study as well. So come out and share with us because there's going to be an awesome word going on Wednesday, noonday, and at 7 p.m. We have the awesome man, Pastor Stephen Butterfield, is going to bring the word to us tonight. And we just thank God for him and for his life. And we thank God for the word that God has placed in his heart to bring forth on tonight. And you can go and get your Bibles and turn to Exodus, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. He may have some more verses, so just be ready to write them down. Get your paper and pad and get your Bible and get ready. He's going to be using for a topic raised by the enemy. So let us welcome my husband, Pastor Stephen Butterfield.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, grace and peace be unto you. We are blessed, amen, just to be here another day, another time that we can share the word of God. We pray that this word would be a blessing to you, no matter where you are. I want you to see yourself in this word. Amen. And sometimes we get in situations in life where it seems like it's awkward, seems like it just don't even fit. But God got a way of taking care of us, even if he have to use the enemy. Say that again. God has a way to take care of us, even if you use your enemy to do so. So let's turn to our scripture, Exodus 2, verse 1 through 10. And I think this is the King James Version of the Bible. And it says that when there were there, and there went a man of the house of Eli, of Levi, and took a wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw that he was goodly, a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. Oh, my goodness. And when she could not no longer hide him, she took him an ox of bullock. She took him for a bull of ox, a bullock, and drought it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flag by the river brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done with him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down and washed herself in the river. And her maiden walked along by the riverside, and when she saw the ark among the flags, sent to her maid and to fetch it. And when she had opened it and saw the child, and behold, the baby wept, and she had compassion on him, mm-hmm. and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then said her sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to be a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I'll give you thy wage." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Hallelujah. Raised by the enemy. I didn't say nursed by the enemy. I said raised by the enemy. And the background on this script text is that we know that when there was a great famine, God had Joseph, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, to leave with in Canaan and was taken to Egypt, not by choice, but by God's design. By God's plan, God took Joseph to Egypt. And, you know the story of Joseph. He was put in a pit. He was put in Potiphar's house. Then he was accused. He went to prison. But then finally he went to prison to fulfill the dream that God showed him many years earlier, that he would be in a high authority. And so Joseph was blessed to be in high authority. And then the 12 tribes of Israel came to Egypt with their father, and they stayed there, and they were blessed. They were able to eat. They had food no matter what the famine was. And so God's plan was to get them to Egypt because he had prophesied years ago that he, in Egypt have I called my son. And so we can see where Joseph is in power, the Jews are in Egypt, and they're doing well, they're mingling with the Egyptians, and everything is going good. And then years come past, and this Pharaoh, who Joseph knew, who Joseph found favor in, he died. And here come a new Pharaoh. And you know, being raised by big thing, you know, jealousy always play a part in relationships. Mm-hmm. And so see this Pharaoh now, see the power that Joseph had, and he not being an Egyptian, mm-hmm. had all this power. So no doubt in my mind, I'm thinking that this new Pharaoh said, I'm gonna fix these people. And he began to look at how the Jews were getting to multiply. And he began to get spit on him and say, listen, they can have a coup and take over Egypt. So we better be careful with these people that we have around us. I mean, these people are not, they're foreign people. And so what he did was to, because of fear, he began to put them under hard tasks and began to use them as slaves. Mm-hmm. And no matter what he did, they grow stronger and stronger. He put hard tasks on them, and they still was able to survive. And so this Pharaoh began to be afraid of the Jews.
Hmm.
And you know, people can tell you're not to be messed with.
Mm-hmm.
you don't have to do anything. It's just people know that you are set apart people and you're not to be messed with. And so fear comes on them. You can be on a job. And they can see the favor on your life and begin to hate you.
Hmm.
For no reason, they would begin to talk about you and begin to despise you and just hate you. One guy told me years ago when I was in Florida that I'm too happy about everything. Ain't no way in the world people can be happy like that. And he began to get angry with me because he said I was too happy.
Hmm.
My God. And so people can see there's something about you. And if you read, when I read this passage of text, you can see how God will put a special favor on you, especially when he has something for you specifically to do. And so Joseph died. So after Joseph died, then he really didn't care about the Jews then. And so because Joseph, you know, was the second in command. And so after Joseph died, then he began to really put the children of Israel in slavery. And for 400 years, he began to put hard stuff on them, making them make straws without mortar and building stuff. And you know, just like in America, it was built on the back of slaves. And so when we see America doing it, ain't nothing new.
Right.
This was done years and centuries earlier in Egypt. And it was again. It was the roles were reversed. It's the Egyptians who are black. We had the Jews enslaved. Well, how about that? And so what happens is now that this Pharaoh began to get really, really tough and began to fear the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers, my sisters, when God has his favor on you, the enemy knows and they are afraid of you. The enemy is afraid of you, and they'll try to get the upper hand on you to destroy you. And so we see where the Bible says now, during this time, Pharaoh was concerned about the Jews multiplying so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent out a decree that he wants that all the male children, the midwives, were to kill.
Yeah.
But God touched the midwives. Now the midwives are Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, when God has his favor on you, everybody, people who should hate you, going to be doing good to you.
Right, right.
So the midwives, who should be, every male child that comes out is supposed to be killed. But they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh began to say, hey, midwives, what y'all do? He called them in question. What's going on? They look like the male children are multiplying even greater.
Mm.
So the midwives told Pharaoh, listen, them Hebrew women, they birth fast. You can't.
Thank you, Pharaoh.
You can't keep up with them. Hallelujah. It is just like God, the devil can't keep up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so we see where now during the same time, is when Moses came in the picture. So Moses, listen to it now, is of the house of Levi. Moses is the priest lineage of the Jews. And so his daddy and his mama was at the house of Levi. And I talked about how they come together, they got married, and then they had a son. Now, this is not their first son, because they had Aaron. And then they had, what's his sister's name? Martha. Miriam. They had Miriam. So they had kids before, but there was something about this child. And so the mama, through faith, and you can't do the will of God without faith. Because faith, and now faith is not just believing something and not doing something about it. Faith is that you have an action behind what you believe. That's why the Bible says faith without work is dead. So when you believe God, now you got to act on what God says. Don't just believe it and then don't do nothing. So what happens is when this boy was born, the mother recognized this was a goodly child, meaning that God's grace was upon him when he came out the womb. And his mama recognized it. So she knew that there's something special about this boy.
Yeah.
And we can tell when our children are born, when our children come into this world, there's something about this child here.
Mm-hmm.
All of the rest of them is okay, but there's something about this child.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took a risk on defying what Pharaoh said.
Mm-hmm.
She broke the law. Protocol would be broke.
Yeah.
she was supposed to surrender him to Pharaoh so they could kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But she saw something in this child.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to say, hey, listen, I'm gonna hide this boy.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so amazing that in the conference today, the ladies taught the same lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exodus, the second chapter, from verse 1-10. And so, also, we see where that the mother saw there was something good about Moses, and she began to hide him for 3 months. And, you know, when God gives you a gift or God gives you something, a blessing, cherish that thing.
That's right.
You got to make sure that it's protected.
Mm-hmm.
And she hid Moses for 3 months against the will of Pharaoh, against the law. She hid him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's something about 3 months. There's something about three.
Uh-huh.
You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so she kept him for 3 months. Now, after 3 months, there had to be another plan. Because
mm-hmm.
only so much place that she could hide this for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she don't want to get in trouble, but she was moved to protect him because she saw something great in him.
Mm.
I know all the mothers around saw something different in the particular child that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all see good in all our children,
yeah.
but sometimes there's something about one of them you can tell there's something different about this child.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a risk on protecting him because God moved upon her to protect this child.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she could no longer hide him, she took him. Now, listen to this. She took him and put him in an ark. Now, you remember, and I was going to say earlier, that when I read this story about Moses, I thought about how when Joseph came to Egypt, and, you know, everybody followed him to Egypt, and I thought about how he was the forerunner for Moses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He forerun Moses, just like John the Baptist did Jesus. And so we see now where Moses' mother hid him for 3 months. And so when she couldn't hide him anymore, she built an ark. And my mind went straight back to Noah. That when the world was going to be destroyed, God told him to build an ark. And so the ark was a place of protection against destruction of the world. And so the world at that time, the Egyptian world, wanted to destroy Moses. But the mother had the insight and the wherewithal to put him in an ark, a place of safety. Even though she was put, he was put in an ark in a place of safety, and she made sure she put slime on it. And she put pitch. Now, the pitch was to make sure that no water get into it. And slime was to make sure that it just slid along the water. So now she have done her part. And what she did was she had Miriam to sit over in the corner in the bushes and to watch and see what's going to happen to Moses, because she already know there's something special about this boy. And so when we turn, if we look at Acts the 7th chapter and the 20th verse, it says, "And in which time Moses was born and was exceedingly fair." he had God's grace on him. He had the grace of God on him. "Exceedingly fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up." So if you ever feel cast out, don't worry. God will take you in. He'll have somebody to take you in and nourish him for her own son. And so I'm here to tell you that she put him in this ark. And when she put him in the ark, she put him in the river. Now, God had her to put him in a strategic place. She didn't put him in any river. She put him where Pharaoh's daughter. Now, think about this. You have to have faith that what you're doing is going to be the right thing to do. How many times have God told us to do something and it seemed like it is the worst thing we could ever do? You know, you are your money is funny, and God said, pay your tithe. It don't seem like it makes no sense. I need to pay my bill. But God said, no, pay your tithe. Just like the woman, when Elijah went to the widow who was going to sustain him, and he said, listen, fix me a meal first. That lady said, listen, I only got enough food for me and my son. We're going to eat this and we're going to die. But the prophet told her, fix me the meal first. And when she did that, God blessed her, and they were able to be sustained. And so when God tells you to do something, it seems like it is the worst thing that you can do. It seems like it's a terrible idea to put a male child, Pharaoh's daughter, can see, and she, no doubt, the thing that she would normally do was report this child to Pharaoh and ask the soldiers to come get him and slay him. But when God has his hand on you, nobody can touch you except to take care of you. And so the mother had a strategy. She didn't just leave him in the river, but she had somebody on the lookout. And so this lady had to trust God with everything she had to put him in the river, and then had a daughter wait on the other side. And when Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe, because of the slime, the basket was able to scurry right down where she was. And she saw the baby. Now listen to what happened. She just saw the basket at first. She didn't know a baby was in there. And she said, when she saw the basket, she said, hey, she tell her handmaid to go get the basket. And when she opened it up, she saw the child. And behold, the child wept. Now, the thing was that you got to know that she needed to hear the voice of the child. Because your voice is spirit. And so when she heard the cry of the child, God gave her compassion. She should have been upset that a male child is still alive. Because after all, her daddy was the one who signed the order. Her daddy was the one who wanted all male child to be killed. But because of the favor of God, she was moved with compassion for Moses. And this is one of the Hebrew, and she said, this is one of the Hebrew children. So she knew right away this was not an Egyptian boy. And so she knew that right now there is a mother who's been hiding this child. All the more reason for her to be angry and say, I'm going to report this to my dad. But then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter. Now, all of a sudden, when the child got up and Pharaoh's daughter sent the handmaid to get the child, the sister got out of the bushes and made herself known. And the Pharaoh's daughter don't even recognize what's really going on. And the sister, she had to trust God also, Pharaoh's daughter, and say, she didn't say, can I call the soldier? She saw that Pharaoh's daughter had compassion on the child. So she got up and says, shall I go and call a nurse for the Hebrew woman, of the Hebrew woman, that they may nurse this child for you? Now, how she know that Pharaoh's daughter wanted this son for herself? So God moved on Miriam to be able to have the foresight and the faith to approach Pharaoh's daughter with this stuff. Because she could be put to death for harboring a child who should be dead. She is going against the law. They call it aiding and abetting. And you could go to jail for aiding and abetting. But Miriam was not afraid because already they were all moved to do what God had them to do about this child because there was favor on this child's life. My friend, you folks will try to figure out how you getting along like you getting along. How things are working out for you like it's working out. They can't figure you out because the favor of God is on your life. And God will use your enemy to bless you.
My Lord.
And so the child asked a question. And Pharaoh's daughter did not hesitate. She said, go. Oh, my goodness. You know, her heart was already moved for Moses. And I call it a child because his name wasn't Moses yet. There's no mention of the name that the mom gave him. And she probably didn't even give him a name because she didn't even know where he was going to live or not. And so Miriam said, can I go and get a woman of the Hebrew to nurse him for you? Check it out. And she said to the daughter, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Oh, my goodness. Called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you, I will pay you to raise your own child. Oh, my God. God has his hand on you, and he will use your enemy to take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Joseph said to his brothers, when you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. All the trouble that Joseph went through, he could have been bitter. He could have been angry with his brothers, but he recognized it was the hand of God, the reason why he had to go to Egypt. It was not a good trip. It wasn't a pleasant ride to go from the pit to Potiphar's and to prison, but he realized it was the move of God. So my brothers and my sisters, no matter what you're dealing with tonight, no matter what you're looking at, things might seem like it's hard, it's tough on you. But God is going to move you to where you need to be because he knows where your destiny. Jeremiah 29:11 says he has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you. And he got an expected end waiting on you. So Moses was already planned out, but it was not planned like a normal child life was planned. When he should be put to death, God spared his life. God protected him. And so Pharaoh's daughter told his mother that take this child. Now I began to think about, so Pharaoh's daughter now had to put something in place that this child would not get reported as a Hebrew male child alive being nursed by the mother. So no doubt there was in a secure location. Pharaoh's daughter made sure that this child being nursed by this Hebrew mom was protected because she wanted this child for herself. God allowed her to fall in love with this child that she wanted him for herself, and she realized that she could not nourish him.
Right.
She couldn't nourish him because she was an Egyptian, and she didn't have nothing to nourish him with. So because she wanted this child to be nourished, she sent to where she believed the child would get good nourishment, not knowing that she set him up to know where he came from, to really give him his identity and know who he really was. Even though being raised in Pharaoh's house, he knew who he was. Hallelujah. And so Pharaoh's daughter paid the mother to raise her child and to nurse him. So when you're favored, your business can be sustained by your enemy. Your house can be paid off by your enemy. Your car can be paid off by your enemy. You can be given a car by your enemy. And when I say enemy, a child of God in the world, an enmity. Because the common mind is an enmity against God. So if the world, if God will use the world to bless you, you go to the store, you go to buy something, God will use them to bless you. And so the 10th verse say, and the child grew. So he was nourished and grew up as a Hebrew, as a child of God, under the protection of Pharaoh's house. Oh, my God. So he is raised now with all the instruction, all the heritage of his family. He wasn't raised as an outcast. He was raised as a Hebrew child. And when he had grew, she brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So now, just like Joseph, he is in a place of authority. He is in a place to inherit the kingdom. Oh, my God. And so even though you're born under duress, under attack, God has a way to promote you.
Yes.
You might have had a hard childhood. You might have a hard time raised. You were raised by a mother who was on drugs, or raised by a father who was not there. It doesn't matter. God has his eyes on you.
Right.
Raised in a family who really, everybody's strung out. Everybody is doing their own thing. But God, if God has his hand on you, God would use people, strangers, to take care of you. God will use strangers to bless you. And so be encouraged by this story tonight, that even though Moses was sentenced to death as a baby, God blessed him to be taken care of and live in a palace. He came to her in an ark. But she put him in the palace. Joseph was on his way through a pit, but he wound up in the palace. So no matter what you're dealing with tonight, you might be in your pit situation. You might be in your River Nile situation, where all kind of stuff can get and attack you. But don't give in. Keep trusting God. Moses' mother kept trusting God. She kept believing that God got a plan for her son. She didn't know what it was, but she followed whatever God told her to do. It had to be God to tell her to put this child in this ark. And where to place it? She placed him in the River Nile. And as soon as she placed him, I don't know how long it was, but here come Pharaoh's daughter. And she began to retrieve him and fell in love with that little baby. All he did was cry because she needed to hear his voice. And that's how we love God. We got to hear the word of God in order to love God. Because when we hear his voice, you know, when you're dating somebody, you can't wait to hear their voice. Oh, you got butterflies because you don't hear their voice. You can't eat no more. Your appetite done left. You just want to hear their voice. And so when Pharaoh's daughter heard the voice of Moses, when he cried, it gripped her heart. And she was moved with compassion and fell in love with that boy. This is my son. And she named him Moses, and she named him a name that's not even a Hebrew name. Moses was named by Pharaoh's daughter. She said she named him Moses because she drew him out of the water. His name means drew out of the water. My God. And so tonight I will encourage you, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what obstacles that come your way, and you seem like it's rough on you, it's tough, God got a way to work things out for your good. Everything's going to work out for your good, no matter how it looks right now. God is in control. He is in control. And your incident, your tragedy that happened, your accident that happened to you, is only an incident in God's plan. And God has a way to get you to where he wants you. So Moses' mom had to be moved to do what she did. She had to have faith that this child is different. This child needs to live. there were thousands and thousands of boys who were killed. And when the midwives did not follow what Pharaoh wanted them to do, he told them, let's throw them in the river now. Mm-hmm. And so here God gave Moses' mother a plan. Say, yeah, you're going to throw them in the river now, but you're going to put them in an ark of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So even though she placed him in the river now, put him in safety. And so Moses, representing the deliverer, as Jesus represents the deliverer, you know, when Jesus was born, Herod wanted all the baby boys to be put to death. Same thing, history being replay again. When Jesus was born, Herod wanted all male children to be under 2 years old to be put to death, trying to stop the deliverer. Now, Pharaoh didn't even know he was trying to stop the deliverer, but he was trying to stop the deliverer being born.
Right.
But if you are a chosen vessel of God, nobody can kill you before time. Nobody can stop you before time. Jesus was born, and he came and he delivered us. Moses was born, and he was able to help deliver the children of Israel from the Egyptians. So much and so that it's a memorial right now. We all have Passover now because of that.
Right.
And so I want to encourage you tonight that no matter what you're dealing with, don't you worry. God got a plan. If he got to put you in the enemy's camp. If he has to put you in the enemy's camp, he has a plan to bring you through. He would have the enemies feeding you. You know, David was taken care of by the Philistines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were his arch enemy. And so God has his way. And you can look all through the Bible where God would use the adversary to take care of you. And so don't you be discouraged. Don't you fear, because God will take care of you, because you are a special person in the eyes of God. You're not just a regular blow joke. In Acts 7 chapter says, and Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. So Moses was trained as a leader by Pharaoh.
Right.
He was not trained by God. So God had to put him on the backside of the mountain to be a shepherd, to learn how to lead God's people. Hallelujah. So everything that happens in our life has a place. There's a reason for everything that happens in us. So no matter what you're facing right now, ask God to show you why it's happening. Because he has a purpose in it. There's a reason why it's happening. It's to get you to the next place. Moses was gotten from being murdered. To being raised with protection all around him. The people who should have been killing him was the one protecting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The soldiers was protecting him now as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Yeah.
So God would have your enemy to take care of you. Don't you be dismayed. Don't you be discouraged. It's your enemy. Bless you.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Raised by the enemy. That is it's always been a fascinating story in the Word of God, seeing that Pharaoh was trying to kill all the boys, and this mother kept her child and then ended up having to nurse the baby. for Pharaoh's daughter. I tell you, God is able to do just that. Seeing on where he say that he will supply our every need, and he will take care of us, and he will lead us and guide us. And I know that I believe that this young lady wasn't quite sure what she was doing. They just went on and did what the Lord was saying to do. May have not have made much sense to her, didn't know what was going to happen to the child or whatever. But yet and still, she's seen how God worked that out. And I know that caused her to have even more faith and love her baby even more. So he had, Moses had it pretty good because he had two moms. And so it was it's a very good lesson to learn and to study, because it helps you to see that God will take care of you in the midst of all types of dilemma going on, dilemmas going on. He will make a way out of no way where you don't even see a way. She didn't see no way. It was just that God told her what to do, and she did it. That's what she did. She did what God told her to do. And so if we would just be obedient to the word of God and just obey God, and just when we thinking it's something that that we thinking, we think it's just my thought. It's probably God talking. That still small voice talking, saying, do this, don't do this, that type of thing. So we have to be sensitive to the spirit to know that God is speaking. He is speaking. So we thank God for tonight, and we want to hear from you. So we see that we have some in queue. So we want if you want to say anything, or you want prayer, or you want to elaborate on the word, please press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you live on the air. We'll bring you live on the air. Truly, this has been an awesome lesson. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield, for this word. This was an awesome lesson so that we can learn that God is on our side. He is on our side. He will bring us out. We are serving a God that will bring us out. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live on the air. We got a few minutes that we can talk with you, or you can share what may be going on in your life tonight. We just give God glory for you. And we thank you. Yes, a praise report. We have a praise report. You can do your praise report at this time. We'll be glad to hear, because I know that God is doing some things in our lives. So we know that God is taking care of us just like he took care of Moses. He's taking care of us right now in the same manner. He's taking care of some of our situations that we have that we don't know what to do with, and some situations that we have carried, and all we have to do is give it to him, and that's what he was. That's symbolic in a way of giving it over to the Lord. Giving it over. God is saying, give it over to whatever you've been carrying. Just give it over to me, and I know what to do with it. And that's what she did. She gave it over to him, and he knew exactly what to do with the situation. So we want to just thank you again, all of you, for tuning in thanking God again for the word that went forth on tonight. And we got the glory and all the praise for what he is going to do. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow, come on out at 8 a.m. to the Light of the World at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. Come on out and share with us on tomorrow at 8. And then at the Jim Lee Smith Community Center at 9, we have Sunday school, and the men may be in the fellowship hall in the church. So come on out and share with us. We are going to be on fire. And Pastor Dr. Chandler King, come in and share the word with us on tomorrow.
Baby.
My God. Baby.
Baby.
I'm telling you. Come on now. Come on now. Ladies, wear your white. If you don't have no white, come on anyway.
Amen.
If you don't have a purple corsage, we'll get you one. So just come on out tomorrow. We want to see everybody in the place on tomorrow. We're going to turn it back over to Pastor Butterfield.
Amen. We thank God for you and especially you tuning in tonight. We pray this word has been a blessing to you to know that no matter what you're dealing with, God got you.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has to use your enemy to take care of you, he will take care of you. He will take care of his own. No matter what you're dealing with, he will take care of you because his word already went out. And David say, I've been young and I've been old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight I declare and decree that the blessings would overtake you. Hallelujah. They would overtake you. You're going in, you're coming in, you're going out, would be blessed. Blessing would overtake you.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
so,
you,
Father God, we thank you for your people.
Thank
we ask you
Lord.
To bless right now all
bless
those who are
Lord.
Here.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Word tonight, oh God, those
thank
who will hear
Lord.
It at a later date,
thank
God, we
Lord.
Ask you to bless them right now.
Bless
let
them
right know, now. God, that they can trust you because you will take care of your own.
Yes,
but, Father God, we bless you. We glorify
you.
We ask you, God, to bless the service on tomorrow, God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your anointing be manifested
Lord, yes.
in the place,
yes,
God. In
yes,
the name,
Lord,
of,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Help us
thank
have
you,
an expectation, God, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Do great things.
Yes,
signs and wonders, real signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus.
You,
God, we thank you. We
thank
give
you
praise,
Lord.
Honor, and glory.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus,
name. Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
We want you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends, mm-hmm. every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Son of the Life podcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Have a great day.